Hi everyone and welcome to Pixels, a podcast for the discerning gamer.
We're streaming. Hi chat room. Hello. We're back.
Oh, hello. Hello, chat room.
Hi.
Is John not...
I don't know. Very nice. I've added everyone, so they can join if they show up. If not, it's the Patrick and Scott hour. Yeah.
Today's the big day. We have like 15 conferences to cover.
It's a lot today. The big ones... Well, this one we start with Square Enix, and then the big ones really happen with Ubisoft starting at 2 p.m. Mountain. Which is, I have big anticipation for that. Very excited about that because I think Ubisoft always brings it. And, isn't this the year that they're free of that lawsuit finally, or the threat of, a hostile takeover?
Vivendi has renounced
their religion. No.
Yes. Basically.
But as we settle in here for Square Enix, which is a few minutes away. Do you have any expectations from them?
Square?
Yeah.
I mean, Tomb Raider is the big one, but there aren't really expectations, right? It's
a known quantity.
It's going to be a Tomb Raider. They're going to be bringing Dragon Quest 11, is it?
Yep.
To the West, so I'm sure we're going to see some of that, but it's not incredibly new. To be honest, I don't know. Square Enix is always a weird one because you have the, you know, dual heads, one in the West, one in Japan.
Yeah.
And I never quite remember. I mean, they're going to annoy us with Kingdom Hearts 3, which neither of us are into, so that's going to be a fun 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know what to get excited for Square Enix, but
I feel like maybe we'll hear about what the future is for the Deus Ex series, which I'm a huge fan of, but I know the last game, while critically received, did not
I know they have this Avengers game.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's just, Ibbot, we were just talking about this at the end of TMS. He's more excited about that than anything at E3 this year. So,
oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, of course.
Well, finally,
I mean, me too. Maybe not more than anything at E3, but as you know, I am a huge MCU fan.
Yeah.
And so, Marvel fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know which one it's based on, but either one will work. And it's Crystal Dynamics that's taken the lead on that. And they did the initial two Tomb Raider reboots.
Yeah.
So,
and they've got a long history of cool video games. I like those guys a lot. So that is considered the spiritual successor to that kind of Diablo-like Avengers. No, it wasn't Avengers, just Marvel something Heroes. I can't remember the name of it, but I don't mean the PC one that was just canceled, but the one from like PlayStation. Was it 3? It may have been 360, PlayStation 3 era, but it was a big hit. People loved that game, and then the sequel to it wasn't that great. And then, but you know, this is supposedly a return to that.
They recently closed it down like a couple of months ago.
Well, that's a different one. That's the PC and console literal Diablo. Like the one I'm thinking of is more. What's the name of it? Chat room. Marvel Ultimate Alliance. That's what it was called.
Right, right, right.
This new thing.
Wasn't it like the Omega one? Wasn't it like a extension of the maybe I'm mistaken, I don't know.
Well, the thing that they just closed was Marvel Heroes 2016 or whatever they called it. They kept putting a new year on it every year. But the Marvel Heroes game, which was pretty cool, I think got canceled in part because whatever this is expected to be kind of their new, you know, it's like Blizzard canceling their physical CCG when they're about to put Hearthstone out. It's that kind of feel I have about it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited about that also. And I bet it's more than MCU because there are X-Men in it which currently the MCU does not have. So,
how do you? No, wait. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because this one is an Avengers game, not a Marvel game.
Yeah, but like Wolverine was in the Avengers for a long time, and so were the Fantastic Four and all that. Yeah. So I'll bet you get.
Yeah, if it's not MCU, you're...
I'll bet you get everything because the video games they don't have those contract problems. They can put anybody in there they want.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I guess that's a.
I'll bet it's very influenced by the MCU, like, you know, Captain America.
I mean, the entirety. I don't know if you've read the latest runs of not the latest, but the ones from about a year ago of Iron Man. It is so MCU styled.
Yeah.
Like they have very much adopted a lot of the MCU style in their comics, at least in the ones I've read.
Yeah, they're leaning in. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. But J.K. Grammer in the chat says there's a trailer for the new Avengers game. Is that out now? Have we already seen that? I feel like I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah, maybe not. Well, anyway.
Wait, if there's...
He put a link.
Well, we had like a teaser from a while ago.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, there is something. Wait, what is this from?
Maybe he's...
Oh, right. No, it's 2019. In 2017. It from 2017, it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to come out, according to that trailer, it's supposed to come out this year.
Oh my gosh.
So...
Too many games already that I want to play.
Can't remember if there were other heroes in the trailer. Let's see. Thor, Captain America, Iron Man.
MODOK. Just kidding. I don't know if MODOK's in there. That'd be great.
If they ever manage to put MODOK in the MCU, I will be very impressed.
I thought you were going to say depressed, but impressed is better.
I can see that. No, it's looking like just the MCU Avengers. I mean, there isn't even Ant-Man.
Oh, here they go.
There we go.
They're starting. Right. The demons
we will face. Oh, let's start recording.
Yeah, it's recording. We're going.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's the Scott and Patrick Hour bringing you the Square Enix presentation at E3 2018, almost live. I mean, depends if you're watching live or listening afterwards.
Yeah.
But we're excited for Avengers. That's basically the only thing we're excited for Square Enix.
Yeah. Who is this guy? Head of Square Japan.
Matsuda.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a showcase. Is it just... Are they not going to be on stage? Is it just a video?
I don't know.
Is Nintendo Direct?
I mean, they never showed any crowds, so probably.
We'll see. So yeah, Avengers, the one we're really excited about. In everyone's life. All right.
You know what? They are doing this like Nintendo does it. That's interesting. Let the world shape our destiny.
Or fight to become who we're meant to be.
So the Tomb Raider we're not too excited about because we know what it's going to be. We're going to have, obviously, what's its face? The Kingdom Hearts 3, Dragon Quest 11. All of those are the ones we're expecting. But the Avengers, which is supposed to come out in 2018, unless it's been pushed, they have to show it now.
Right. I think they have to. This is the year. Especially if it's coming out
this year. This is Tomb Raider.
Yeah, this is Tomb Raider. This is America. No, this is Tomb Raider. And, what was I going to say? A couple years ago, I remember saying to you, I wish all the conferences were like the Nintendo one. So it looks like Square Enix is going that route. Where they just are showing off stuff.
It's cheaper and probably has the same effect. For the audiences watching worldwide.
I don't remember F-bombs in these movies. Well, that guy's dead. Goodbye.
In these games?
Yeah, that guy was... That guy was F-bombing it.
I don't think he's necessarily dead.
He might live.
I don't think the plane keeps flying if you've lost... It should fall down pretty fast.
You've just Yeah.
He's lost half the plane. Which will deliver on Lara Croft's defining moment. Oh, he's from Montreal. My name is Daniel Shahid-Bisson.
Lara will have to confront a brutal jungle environment.
So the Tomb Raider, the Shadow of the Tomb Raider is not developed by Crystal Dynamics, which is the studio that developed the original two remakes, or not remakes, reboots.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if it's a B studio or if they can take up the mantle.
Well, it's because they're now busy with that Avengers thing we keep mentioning.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure...
Okay, so this is a gameplay demo.
I just took a shoulder shot with an arrow, and he seems to be just fine. Oh, no, he's dead.
I really like the stealthy approach of, I'm a deadly ninja assassin, Lara Croft, and no one sees me, but there you go, you'll die.
Yep.
It's kind of a predator. Type Lara Croft.
Oh, very predator, yeah. There's a lot for them to build upon from the last two games. So I suspect that despite this being a new dev team, they're going to use a lot of tech and everything else from the previous game, which was already pretty awesome. Like there was a lot there to build on.
Ooh, I like the cinematic animation for takedowns.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, when I will play through that mission, it will be like, oh, I'm stealthy. I'm going from tree to tree and jumping and no one ever... Oh, she's here! Oh my god, I have to kill her.
Yeah, that's basically Patrick. The Patrick mode, we call it. I don't know if you're familiar with Patrick mode, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
I like stealth gameplay, so none of this bothers me. I'm into it. Oh, she is just brutal these days.
I like stealth gameplay that is forgiving.
Can you spell me a bit?
Yeah.
She stabbed him in, like, the arm. I think he would scream if he was stabbed in the arm like this.
I thought she held his mouth.
That's really unrealistic.
Didn't she hold his mouth?
Well.
Oh, she's distracting shot. I could do that as a hunter in World of Warcraft. Oh, down goes Jimmy.
A little bit ahead from me.
Yeah, I'm a tiny bit ahead.
Let me reload. Hopefully it will work. Play.
This place is empty.
What are you seeing now?
Guy just found his body. Guards up. They can't be far. Gotta find out what's going on. Now he's freaking out about the body. She's hiding in the woods.
Oh, you're still ahead.
Here, I'll refresh.
Take point. Lead the way.
You're very kind.
Gotta find out what's going on.
Okay, now he's checking the body.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm more in sync with you now.
You take point.
Take point.
Oh, yep.
Lead the way.
Now you're right where I am. That's great.
Maybe excellent. Enemy
spotted. Oof.
Yeah, don't piss off Lara Croft.
So
okay, they have to stop the stealth now. It's not very
exciting. You say it's Lara. I say Laura. What's up with that?
Laura?
Yeah, Laura. Laura. Laura or Laura, and you say Lara.
Laura. Laura. Laura.
Laura Croft.
Not Laura. Definitely not Laura.
Yeah, it's Lara
there's
Croft.
There's no U in there. It's Laura. Wait, I can't say it. Say it again.
I would say Lara Croft.
Laura.
Laura.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Laura. Okay.
And you say Lara.
Lara. That's the French in me.
Yeah, it's French... Oh my
contact,
gosh.
Yes, indeed, contact. You're burning.
That was a pretty good blow-up.
I hope that you like what you've just seen. So much depth to the combat that we cannot wait to show you more. There's new traversal techniques like rappelling, wall running. We even have a full 360 degree
underwater never
swimming,
works.
Which means full underwater exploration.
Unless
and
it does, but...
We have also one of the biggest hub ever created any Tomb Raider game featuring a hidden city?
Yeah.
See, of course, we
French
have
speaking
tombs.
Like me.
We have more of them and they're deadly than ever before. But for now, we're going to leave you with a video that will give you a taste what to expect out of Shadow the Tomb Raider, how Lara Croft becomes the Tomb Raider that's okay. Resistant
to what me. To expect? So that's another gameplay, or
oh, I'd, no, I'd sure like more tomb raiding. Tombs to raid would be good.
Well, there were a lot in the second one.
Yeah, that's true. It was better.
I mean, it's good that they're doing the third one, which is very similar to the other ones, but I feel like after this trilogy, they have to change the formula. Like, they have to make a game that is... It's going to be hard, because if they make another one like this, you know, an Uncharted type of Tomb Raider,
yeah,
it's going to start getting really old. The yeah. third one, okay, but the fourth, if they make a fourth one, it's going to be too much.
Is uncertain
right.
And fraught with danger.
Hey, listen, they're using Mutz's voice together. Here.
For we are the warriors of light, ready for whatever new challenges and surprises await us.
Stormblood, Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, it's a new expansion.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Everyone's talking about their MMOs early in their things.
Yeah, that's... let's get those out of the way.
Yeah. This is a popular MMO. People play the hell out of this.
There are a few that are left. Between this and Tamriel and, I mean, Elder Scrolls Online, some of them have managed to...
They're making money. Guild Wars 2 makes money. Yeah. Like, there's... And they have big yeah. fan bases. Like, I mean, they're good.
Guild Wars 2 is not subscription-based, so it's a little bit different.
Well, neither is Tamriel, but...
Yeah, I guess now it's not either.
Or not Tamriel. ESO.
Yeah, Elder Scroll. Knights... of how's it called?
The Old Republic. That's also free to play now, and is that's and true. Going, that right? one's true free to play, so you don't buy anything unless you want to. So it's a little more restrictive. Whereas with Guild Wars 2 and ESO, you buy the games and the expansions for you know regular game prices, but you don't pay a monthly unless you want perks or something. Guild Wars 2's. I checked in on that here recently. It's pretty strong. They got stuff going on in there. I like it.
Oh, Monster Hunter.
Really? Okay, I don't like this cat or whatever that is.
A palico.
Wait, this is already out.
Yeah, oh. I'm not sure. Like, there's a probably a monster from Monster Hunter in Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
there you go. Wait. Final Fantasy Cross Monster Hunter?
What does that mean?
They're
just
going to
have an event or something between each other? Okay, I hated that little scene. That was dumb.
What? Which one?
Where they drank and all put their thumbs up. That was dumb.
Well, that's Monster Hunter.
Great. All right, here we have this. This is probably the superhero kid again. Because that's the Square game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Captain what? Captain Spirit?
Captain Spirit, I believe. Captain Underpants. I have
Captain
no idea.
Captain Awesome. Captain I'm a child and I'm gonna make you feel emotions.
That's the game.
Right.
I can't tell what I'm to think of this. Now that's a French accent. As you may know, we have just revealed the awesome. Well, I don't know what yours is, but it ain't that. It's a brand new story.
Life is strange. Oh, I can do it like that too if you want.
Well, I know you can fake it, but I don't know. You're like an international man of mystery. I don't understand.
But Scott, how do you know I'm not faking it all the time? And this is my real English way of speaking.
It's a good point.
Captain Spirit is not Life is Strange 2, but it will be your first steps into this world. The game is hiding many secrets and even some links to the brand new story and characters of season 2.
So
make sure
so
you
wait.
Take all your time to explore.
Okay.
We cannot wait for you to experience Chris's story.
This is in that universe then, though?
Have a great yeah, it's in the same universe. That's what they've been saying.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I did not know that.
Now I just need to make a cool costume for Captain Spirit.
It's charming. It's charming, but it's one of those things I'm not sure I'm going to have time to play with everything coming out.
I played Life is Strange and loved it. I was surprised how much I liked it.
Did you play through the whole thing?
I did.
All the episodes?
I did.
Okay.
Which surprised me, because I don't know, it's not really my thing normally. Especially all the school, like, drama crap. I hated that.
Ooh, Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. The quest for dragons. Let's get some more dragons.
Of light is best unveiled in our darkest hour.
That doesn't seem like 11. Oh, yeah, maybe it is. Yes, it is 11.
It seems that grief and tragedy
they're
have followed
going.
You since
like, their thing is going to be over in half an hour.
Yeah, there's a... Oh, I'm guessing because it's pre-recorded, it's not super long.
Yeah.
Whoops.
At least they're not, you know, regaling us with all of the... And we do the games for the people we really care about.
Right.
That's you, the player.
The player. Video games are a great way to build community. It's like, okay, we know.
For this, you must survive.
I don't... Have I played a Dragon Quest game? I don't know if I have.
Let the light
I haven't.
Shine on the world again.
They weren't very popular in the West, and most of them didn't come out. I'm sure a couple did come out, but it was so long ago as well. They re-released, like, 6 and 7, I think, on 3DS last year, or the year before. And they had a lot of fans. I mean, they had fans, but it wasn't a huge commercial success.
So tell me this. Is it a... Wasn't there one recently that came here?
There was the Musou-type one, like the Dynasty Warriors-themed... it's Dragon Quest Heroes. There was 1 and 2, and they were really good. They had some tower defense mechanics that was really interesting.
Okay, I think I played one of those. Yeah. I think that's what I'm thinking of, because I don't think I've played a proper one. Are they turn-based, or is it real-time? Or
yeah, no, they're... I mean, they used to be turn-based. They're like Final Fantasy. They're very classic JRPGs with Akira Toriyama design, which is always a plus. But they haven't put out a real proper title for a very long time. I can't remember when 9 came out, but it was a long time ago. Not yesterday. And 10 was an MMO, which I don't think worked.
Right. Echoes of an Elusive Age. Well, at least that title makes sense. I hate most anime titles.
Yeah, 9 was 2009.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, almost 10 years ago. We're all in this together. Show us what you've got. Let's do and it was on DS as well, so...
Are these heroes I should... people are getting geeking out about who these people are?
No, they're always new heroes in... It's like Final Fantasy. It's a separate story every time.
Okay. And that's always been a Square, like an alternate Square game. It's like... I don't know. Blizzard has Warcraft and Diablo. These guys have Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest. It's kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
What the hell was that? I hated what I just saw there.
And they're not putting it out on 3DS. Because there were two versions in Japan.
Oh.
It was a 3DS. They were essentially two different games. I mean, obviously the graphics were very different. But...
Right.
All right, what is this?
Something about the Helios Empire.
Something new?
Helios. This age of what? Okay, I'm trying to read these things. Oversoul prophecies, the apocalypse, and the Wayland's journey. Okay, still don't know what this is. It's ancient land, magic and dragons and shit.
So there's a lot of things happening in this fake history thing. No, but I like it. They're like they're telling the history of this world through like the different dates, and it spans hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And there are specific things that happen. And so it kind of already builds a whole world from nothing. But I wonder, okay, what is it?
I don't know. Now they're going back in time. The Awakening. These look like giant titans. Dragon's Dogma sequel.
Oh, Dragon's Dogma?
Maybe. Or is that Capcom? That's Capcom.
That's Capcom. Dragon's Dogma is Capcom.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's a new thing. Babylon's Fall.
Oh, all right. I'm down. Whatever.
Okay.
See what you got.
Seems Japanese, but... Oh, it's a Platinum Games. They do everything. Jeez.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, we didn't see anything, but we know it's a Platinum game, so...
2019. Let the wait begin.
I was going to say it looks Souls-like, but it probably isn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, they have... what is this? Nier Automata.
Oh, your favorite game of 2017.
Xbox One. Yeah, oh, definitely my favorite
game. Yeah, you loved this game.
Do not get me started.
Hey, you guys, chat room, Patrick loved Nier Automata. He loved it.
The dumbest game of 17. But it wasn't the dumbest. It was any. Geez, you almost got me.
I almost did. I almost got you. Mission accomplished, nearly. Become as God's edition. I'll bet it's the same game.
June 26th, is it?
Yeah. And whoever you meet along the way. It's more anime sword-looking stuff here. Adventure will be
one to remember. So we're squarely on the Japanese part of the show.
Yeah. Brave souls. Switch game.
Cleric. Scholar. Merchant. Octopath Traveler. Dancer. Is that Square? Maybe it's not. Yeah, it is Octopath Traveler. There you go. It is Square, I guess.
Ooh, I like the look of that.
All right, it's there. You like it? Like, yeah. This is super Japanese RPG.
I know, but the look of that with the, like, 2.5D sprite business was kind of cool.
When is it coming out? Can't remember.
July 18th, it said. Okay. The day after my birthday.
And Switch only. Oh, happy birthday, Scott.
Thanks. It's a few months away, but Just Cause 4, dude. I don't know how these guys are so prolific. Like, they're doing this and the Rage 2 game.
Avalanche?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's the same game with a different skin, right?
Yeah, it is. You're still that dude, and there's a giant tornado, and everyone's good.
Has arrived in the fictional South American country of Solis, the largest and most breathtaking
world.
It
is quite breathtaking.
Yeah.
Every journey into Solis will uncover history, secrets,
and that tornado is very intriguing.
Has a Just Cause game.
Yeah, what's the point of that thing?
Rich in all forms of life. At first glance,
it tornades things.
It tornades? But scratch the surface and you will uncover your toes. Fear and
violence, all enforced by Gabriella, the leader of the private militia organization.
The Black Hand.
Ah, the Black Hand. Like,
you know something about that.
Yeah. Simulation to
a
whole
new level with the introduction of extreme Alliance Pigs.
Experience towering tornadoes that tear trees from the ground and level bridges to sticks.
I'm into this. Awesome forked
lightning. Well, I mean, I don't endorse that message. I was just being Black Hand.
I love these Just Cause games. They're really fun. The spectacular destruction. They offer both a challenge to Rika, as well as creating fun opportunities for creative sandbox gameplay.
Our vehicles have been totally overhauled with new additions that offer extra gameplay. Even the dude's voice is all badass bro.
Yeah, he's a badass bro. Wrecking balls are all fun in our world. Why I like this game is just blowing shit up.
It's emerging open world sandbox gameplay.
Yes. The missions in 2 are really great. While offering greater depth for a more experienced, I feel like they could improve on 3's were more 3 was more of a sandbox and less story. I think they should get back to more story because the missions
It's not looking like that's what they're doing.
I don't know what that is.
Although
Meanwhile, a new story glues together our freeform go anywhere.
Well, I guess the presentation we saw in the presentation we saw at the Xbox conference was showing a little bit of story.
Just Cause 4 is
it looks insane.
Yeah. And
he's now presenting a far more intelligent threat to Rico.
I like it though.
Ooh, each you have like ninja stealth type things too.
Designed to keep the player on their toes. Solis is a deeply advanced systemic world. Everything you've seen from the incredible physical.
Oh, I guess the tornado is just there to showcase the.
Well, they said earlier they'll have dynamic weather stuff that'll play into gameplay.
Right. But I mean, the effect on the world is that everything, when the tornado shows up, it just everything starts just getting destroyed and flying around. And
yeah, it gets like obliterated.
It's a great way to, like, a design way of showcasing your physics engine.
Right. Okay, I'm into that game. I'll play that this December. This coming December, I'll be playing Just Cause 4. So you know.
Unless you're playing Red Dead Redemption 2 for like 6 months.
Well, I'd probably be doing that as well. This is... Oh, I know what this is. New Hitman, I'll bet. New Hitman.
I don't think so.
Hitman, nope. He's not bald.
This is not a Hitman-shaped silhouette. This looks like something new.
What is this?
Is this in-game? No, this is real. Okay.
Oh, is it? No, this is game.
No. This is video footage.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah,
this
is
actual
totally
film,
is.
Dude. Wrong address, dog. Oh, look. He's gonna... He's gonna be super angry now. Oh, he can't hear. He's mute. But I bet he's badass.
Yeah, I'm betting cream these guys. This is going to be good.
Game where you play someone who's mute? And if they... Oh, now it's the game.
Oh, is this game? Yeah, that's a rendered thing of his hand. If they mixed gameplay with real motion video, I would be in heaven. It'd be amazing. What is this?
The Quiet Man. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that seems cool.
A mute hitman. More to come in August.
What does that mean? All right.
I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, that got me too.
There is a dawn. For every question, there is an answer.
Chains, a dawn, whip.
Yeah.
There is a key.
A key.
All great. To do
is wield it. So this is the part of the show where we apologize to our audience. We're just really not into Kingdom Hearts.
I have nothing against
I'm sure
people
many
who
of
do.
You are very excited.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. I really am happy for people who like this stuff.
The thing that would make me. Possibly more interested in that game is if you can play the Frozen song on a loop.
No, never met him. Don't know anyone
nice.
Blue.
Yeah.
So this is the trailer we saw at the Xbox thing.
Yeah, it is. It's the same one.
It's amazing. You can control ice.
No, I only hurt people.
Oh, all I ever do.
Oh no, Elsa. You can be a good RPG character. The acting is so bad in these games.
Oh, I hate it.
Give me strength.
So not my thing. I wish I was into it, because there are a lot of people that have a lot of good feelings about it, but I just don't.
Yeah. This is one of the games where I'm like, I would need to play it to know what it is and to experience it and everything, but it's just, there are some things I just can't bring myself to. I know I'm going to hate it every minute I play, so.
That doesn't mean you should change.
Hey, that's Liam.
You know, not every game is for everyone. It's fine.
Find the hearts.
It's a good thing that we have different tastes and likes, and not everyone likes the same thing.
Oh, yeah, no, that is good. I mean, this part of the trailer wasn't in there.
Yeah, it's the extended trailer.
Yep. I've got my key sword. Let's fight.
Oh, no, maybe there was...
Oh, maybe I missed it.
No, maybe not.
Because they're all this weird audio work.
There are all these voices and no sound effects. It's very weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It seems like they're missing a track.
So what will Elsa accept? Light or darkness? I know, I want to know.
Roxas does exist!
It's like my heart.
In that case, by all means.
Nothing would please us more than Roxas's return, of course.
And Roxas?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
For the virtual world to be completely realized, Ransom the Wise would have included Roxas's
full data in the construction. I mean, yeah, I keep doing that.
Is that starts to sound creepy.
Mickey.
You're right. Actually, don't.
Yeah, I gotta stop.
Keep doing that.
I'm gonna stop.
All right. Well, Kingdom Hearts fans, great. I'm happy for you.
I am stoked for people who love it. I'm seriously happy for them. You deserve a cool game that you like.
Wait. What's happening?
Wrap
Is that
up.
It?
I think this might be wrap-up trailer.
No.
That can't be. I mean, it is, but I'm bummed.
I mean, they have a lot of games, but I was hoping for, as we discussed, at least an Avengers thing.
Yeah, that Avengers thing. Why is that not being talked about at all?
Yeah,
maybe they're doing a little one last thing here, and this is just a bad idea.
Unless it's going to be at another conference. If the only reason
for joining the Square Enix
E3. Oh my god, dude, that's it. Oh, man.
So the thing is, there was nothing we hadn't seen before. I guess The Quiet Man, but it was so short, we really have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
And the only reason they wouldn't be talking about the Avengers thing, there are two reasons.
Yeah.
One, they are it's not ready, and it's getting delayed, obviously, because it was supposed to come out in 2018. Two, it's a PlayStation exclusive, and they are talking about it at the Sony conference. But that is very, very unlikely.
If that's true, that's really good news for that game, because that means they're going to showcase what they think is a bigger, better, cooler experience than just some tie-in game. If they don't, which I think is more likely, then it's probably just delayed or who knows. But I would love to see it at the Sony conference. That would be great.
I am... underwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a little underwhelming. I mean, I don't know. They didn't have anything there. I don't know how I would have done that different. For people who love Kingdom Hearts, they're losing their mind right now. Like, that was the way to
end that. Well, I mean, not even. It's not like they showed anything we didn't know, you know? We've seen these trailers for Kingdom Hearts like 15 times by now. So they're happy, obviously, but this didn't do anything more for them.
Right. I mean, I don't know what Sony does tonight that would change anything for Square unless they're holding that back. That Sony,
which is, again, incredibly unlikely. You at least like show a little trailer and say we'll have more soon or something. That it's looking like the Avengers thing is even more delayed. So
maybe what's going to happen, this is just a thought, but maybe they are. Well, maybe not. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's exclusive Sony, that would make sense to hold it.
Yeah, but that was just a very unlikely thing that I threw up in the air. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think I agree with you. By the way, our next effort here will be Ubisoft at 2 p.m. our time. I don't know when that is, Patrick, time, but you're going to be good and tired. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Ubisoft is not going to be too bad. The really bad one is PC gaming after that, which then I'm going to be kept alive by the Sony one that is, like, literally for me, the Sony one is going to be at 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
4 in the morning.
I don't know how you do it. It's insane to me.
I don't know either.
It's because he's dedicated to his craft, you guys. Seriously, don't take it for granted. And then
professional podcasters.
That's tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain. And then tomorrow we wrap things up with Nintendo. And then right after the Nintendo conference, Patrick and I will be doing sort of a wrap-up Pixels, Booksels, whatever we call it, combo thing. So all this stuff is stuff to look forward to. So Patrick, I guess I see you at 2 our time.
In 2.5 hours.
Yeah, to go watch a movie or something. Keep you up. Keep you awake.
I will.
Something like that.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.